At the time they made the recordings on today's podcast, in the 1920s and 30s, they were very possibly the greatest orchestra in the world. New York, Berlin, and the Concertgebouw were all superb, but they somehow lacked the pizzazz of this ensemble. Indeed, only Serge Koussevitzky's Boston Symphony could be mentioned in the same breath. Now, much as I admire the Russian maestro and his Beantown band, even I would be hard-pressed to choose between them. So, what's the name of this remarkable group? Why, the Warwick Symphony, of course. Who? The answer in a moment, on this episode of the Analog Masters podcast from 91.3 WUKY. I'm Tom Goodell. My parents didn't listen to classical music, at least not very often. In fact, until I came along, the only classical record in our house was Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony, played by the so-called Warwick Symphony Orchestra on a Camden LP. I well remember holding that disc in my little hands, admiring the shocking pink label and that little wart on the record's surface, a glob of extra vinyl that made a distinct bump every time the needle passed over it. I hardly gave a thought to the odd name of the orchestra until many years later. Eventually, I discovered other Camdens and other strange ensembles, the fine Centennial Symphony, the plucky Star Symphony, the Jewel, the Stratford, and even the Globe. Turns out they were all euphemisms. RCA, in its naive way, feared that these bargain reissues, selling for a mere $1.98, would be unfair competition for their new recordings by these same orchestras. Well, they didn't remain anonymous for long. Because Camden did not use these unusual names at random, collectors soon figured out that the Centennial was Serge Koussevitzky's Boston Symphony, and the Worldwide, that was Pierre Monteux's San Francisco Orchestra. The Warwick? Why, none other than Leopold Stokowski's intrepid Philadelphia Orchestra. Here's one of their most thrilling Camden releases, the Russian Easter Overture by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you. Thank you.
If that doesn't fire your passion for old vinyl, there's no hope. Leopold Stokowski conducted the Philadelphia Orchestra in Rimsky's Russian Easter Overture. RCA began reissuing their old 78 RPM classical recordings on Camden in 1953. RCA's headquarters at the time was in Camden, New Jersey, hence the name of the new label. And the pseudonyms of the orchestras, the Marlboro, the Regent, the Century, and so on, those were the names of famous hotels just across the river in Philadelphia. The Warwick on Rittenhouse Square was probably the perfect choice for a name for the Philadelphia Orchestra, whose headquarters in the Academy of Music are within easy walking distance of the famed hotel, which, by the way, is very much still in business. Prominent guests at the Warwick over the years have included Frank Sinatra and Ava Gardner, who stayed there briefly after their marriage before honeymooning in Havana, Bob Hope, and Jackie Robinson. Perhaps even Maestro Stokowski stayed at the Warwick from time to time. Here's that remarkable Warwick Symphony again from another mid-50s Camden LP, this time performing three nocturnes by Debussy. Debussy's Nocturnes with the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Women's Chorus, and conductor Leopold Stokowski. Stokowski was in charge of the Philadelphia Orchestra from 1912 to 1941. In addition to his spectacular career as a conductor there and elsewhere, and his time in Hollywood working on films like Fantasia, Stokowski is remembered today for his colorful orchestral transcriptions of the music of J.S. Bach. The truth is, Stokowski loved to tinker with nearly all the music he conducted, and he happily arranged suites, or as he called them, symphonic syntheses, from familiar operas. While Stokowski may have gone overboard with his souped-up, Hollywoodized versions of Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain and Pictures at an Exhibition, his symphonic synthesis of the opera Boris Godunov is a true masterpiece and splendid distillation of the compelling tale of this doomed Russian czar. Once again, Leopold Stokowski conducts the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Thank you.
The Symphonic Synthesis from Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov with Leopold Stokowski and the Philadelphians. An aside, if I may, long ago, at a radio station in a galaxy far, far away, I was once taken to task by a station manager who objected to my identification of this ensemble as the Philadelphians. We always must call them the Philadelphia Orchestra, you know. Well, this even though there were several LPs available at the time that identified them as the Fabulous Philadelphians. I guess she would have been even more irate to know that I might have called them the Warwick Symphony. In any event, this podcast is dedicated to her memory. I'm Tom Goodell.